It is Thursday, April 11th of 2024, and I have a tale of woe today. Whoa, as I come to a stop sign. Get it? Whoa. Bad dad jokes and more today on Guy's Daily Drive. Bam! Welcome everyone to Guy's Daily Drive. Yeah, it's been about a week and a half, but I have a good reason. I have an excuse for why I haven't done a Guy's Daily Drive. I have several excuses as to why there's been no Guy's Daily Drive, and they're all so sad, so very, very sad. Though they weren't supposed to be that way. It was supposed to be like, Don't do it. Thank you. It was supposed to be like, all right, there's not going to be a Guy's Daily Drive because I'm off doing this fun thing. And I'll see you when I get back from that fun thing. And the fun thing, of course, was the eclipse that happened on Monday. Now, the original plan was that Tracy and I were going, and I've said this, we were going to fly to Rochester. And we had a hotel right there by the airport, and I specifically chose a near the airport hotel because of the event, just based on what was happening, or what happened in 2017, when there was so much traffic that it was just a nightmare. So with that in mind, I got the hotel near the airport, so once the eclipse was over, we could go ahead and just go to the hotel, spend the night after the eclipse, get up the next morning, and then go to the airport close by and get on a plane to get home. But none of that happened, because we didn't go to Rochester and we didn't see the eclipse. So here's what was going on. Tracy has been having some general health issues, which I'm not going to go into here, but it wasn't fun and it wasn't good. So things were looking a little iffy. She was having some strength and stamina issues, and I completely understand that. No sarcasm intended. I really, really do, because I was having many of the same issues. So when, come on, let's go. Okay, you're just determined to go be a super fast car. So there you go. You were a super fast car. Congratulations. So, because the strength and stamina issues seemed unrelated to the other problems that she was having, Sun Guy suggested that, you know, why don't you do a COVID test? And so she did. This was Wednesday night, and we were going to leave on Friday. And it came back positive. So the next morning, and I work from home on Wednesdays and Thursdays, though it really didn't matter because I had Thursday off as a prep day for the trip. So then I took my test on Thursday, and it also came up positive. So at that point, canceled the hotel, canceled the plane, canceled the rental car, and got my money back, which was good. I've got like $1,700 of credits in the travel service that I use, because apparently they can't just put it back in my account. I have to use it for something else there on that service, even though I took the travel insurance, which I always do now, with everything else. So You know, but here's the thing. Even if I hadn't tested positive for COVID, I still wouldn't have gone because, it wouldn't have been the same, and it wouldn't have been fun without Tracy there, because, you know, she's taken very, very good care of me over the last year or so with my various problems. And for me to just say, oh, sucks to be you, and, you know, get on a plane and go see the eclipse, just, it wouldn't have been right. And besides that, I mean, the whole, one of the points of the trip, besides going to see the eclipse, was to do something together. And if I had broken that up and said, okay, well, you know, you can't go, but I can, so here I go, it just would have been a terrible thing to do. And again, it really wouldn't have been as much fun as it would have been if she was there. Because not only were we going to see the eclipse on Monday, we were going to travel throughout that whole area. We were going to go to the town that was the, not the setting, but the inspiration for, James Stewart movie, It's a Wonderful Life. And, you know, just see what was in the upstate New York area that was close by to Rochester. And it was just going to be a couple of days, Saturday and Sunday, of fun things to do and fun things to go see, and then the eclipse on Monday, and then we come back on Tuesday. But even if I had gone, I mean, what would I have done on that Saturday and Sunday that would have been any fun at all without Tracy being there? So just canceled the whole thing. And that was the right thing to do. And I, you know, and I'm not going to sit there and say, okay, well, you know, que sera, sera, you know, I didn't get to see the eclipse. No, it sucks, because I really, really wanted to see the eclipse. I wanted to see it super bad. And, you know, thank God we did see it in 2017 in totality. But I wanted to see it again, because if you've never experienced an eclipse in totality, it's amazing. It really, really is. So, but we couldn't go. So Monday, we sat on our deck. We had eclipse glasses and all that, all from 2017. And I set up a GoPro to record it, which basically didn't really show anything. Probably because the sun was so bright, even when it's just, you know, only 85% covered, it's still so super bright that, you know, that's all you're going to see. It's all you're going to see is the brightness of the sun. Now, you know, I could swear that I saw the lights dim a little bit out in the yard, but, you know, that could just be wishful thinking on my part. So, you know, so no eclipse. But I did get all my money back, except for, you know, we were going to go to this park, Genesee something, and it was a whole event that they had set up with food. They had like actual real sit-down bathrooms instead of porta potties and things like that. So it was all set to go, but that was the one thing I didn't get my money back on. But I got my money back on everything else, so I can't complain that much. But I am anyway, because I wanted to see it. Doesn't matter, you know. Maybe at some point we'll, because I think that's the last eclipse for this area, or for the United States for a while. I'll have to look it up. But, you know, I mean, there's eclipses all the time, just not necessarily in the United States. So I need to get up off my ass and get my, you know, I've got the passport application filled out. All I need to get my passport is a couple of pictures, and then I submit it, and then it's done. I have, you know, eventually, you know, after they go through it all, I'll have a passport again. And I've had passports in the past, but I let them expire because I really, really, really didn't want to travel overseas after doing all that traveling in the 1980s. so long ago. Anyway, so that's why there hasn't been a Guy's Daily Drive. I honestly just didn't feel like it after all the stuff going on with the eclipse. I still got a green light? I do. Good. And so now I'm back to work, going back to work. This actually would have been my first day back after the eclipse anyway. So, things work out. Anyway, that's going to do it for today. Thank you. Thank you also very, very much for joining me or watching or listening to Guy's Daily Drive. It is greatly, greatly appreciated. If you want to get a hold of me, send me an email to guy@mymac.com. I am on most of the social medias as Mac Parrot. You can get a hold of me that way. If you would like to contribute, and you don't have to, I'm going to keep doing this whether you want me to or not. Patreon.com/MacParrot. KoFi.com/MacParrot. Or PayPal at PayPal.me/MacParrot. That is sincerely going to do it. So thank you again, all of you, for joining me today in Guy's Daily Drive. And I will see all of you right there, next time, right here on Guy's Daily Drive. Bye-bye.